with all the pretentious assholes. I don't know how anybody could be more pretentious than
Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord God. Snooty queens are the only thing that's worse, my lovies. That's the only... One moment, please.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Big Fatty. Yeah. And I've already fucked up the opening for episode 149 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2008. That means it's hump day, and that means that Big Fatty probably isn't going to have anything to talk about, except, y'all, he did get some gift apps from people in New York. Oh, Lord, y'all. Big Fatty is getting into the habit of fucking up the openings, and I'm not real comfortable sitting here right now. Y'all, first of all, I want to thank Brian from Boston for coming down and visiting the Fat Cave and staying with me for a couple of nights, and I hope he had a good time. And, y'all, he's just the sweetest thing, but he's big, y'all, and I'm not talking about tall. Oh, and y'all, he really is just as genuine and as nice as he sounds, and he left early on Tuesday morning and was heading up to the Virginia Vagina. Mike, you might see him up there, but he was going to Monticello, I don't know. How it's pronounced, but you know, I'm fucking Big Fatty, so it doesn't matter because I'm going to mispronounce it anyway. And he was going to go see the Tom Jefferson, but anyway, he was just as nice as he could be, and y'all brought gift debts and everything, and he didn't need to do that, but you know, it was appreciated, and you know, Big Fatty's not going to turn down a gift debt. And speaking of gift debts, can you hear that? I got two gift debts that were brought back from the New Yorks. First of all, Larry Cly brought me a Price is Right t-shirt. It's a black t-shirt, and it says The is Right in red, and then the big dollar sign and the word price in bright yellow, and then it's got like the price tag name tag on it, and it says winner on it. So Big Fatty is excited about that. I'm going to wash it up, you know, get a little downy on it. And then I'm going to wear that to rehearsal one night for the Biloxi Blues. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But y'all, the other thing that I got that Larry Clyde brought back, well, other than the Dameron guide that Bill in St. Louis gave me that. He took that up there so he'd know where the... Can you hear it? Well, he'd know where the dirty places were. But he also brought me a little gift debt from Perfetti. Because, you know, Perfetti was up there in the New York. And y'all, I wish I had a picture. I guess I could take a picture of it. But y'all, I shouldn't say only Perfetti would think to get me this. Because probably a lot of you, if you saw it, you would think to get me this. Y'all, it is a wallet. But it looks like bacon, and it's called the Bacon Wallet. Excuse me, the Deluxe Bacon Wallet. And y'all, I absolutely fucking love it. And it looks like raw bacon. And I can't wait to move all my credit cards and everything. And I'm going to use this just because it is fucked up. And you know, Big Fatty likes some fucked up stuff because it gets people to talk. And, you know, I can just see me going into the Sam's Club and pulling out the bacon wallet and the girl going, Lord, child, where'd you get that bacon wallet? So, anyway, that was kind of racist, wasn't it? I don't care. But Perfetti, thank you so much for the bacon wallet. And Big Fatty is going to, like I say, I'm going to use that thing. That's too good. And if I can remember, I'll take a fucking picture of it. And if I can't, then you won't get to fucking see it. But you might want to Google bacon wallet and see what it looks like. Excuse me, deluxe bacon wallet. So, anyway, now, y'all, I have, since I had Brian on the show yesterday, I'm a little bit behind and doing a few normal things right here. And normal, of course, is relative. But I think that we're just going to go ahead and get right into a little memory lane music. You know, it's Cartoon Memory Lane Music Week. Well, y'all, your clue today is that undoubtedly, Michael from the QCast Connection, Eric the Southern Boy from Confessions of a Southern Boy, Walt from We're Mean Because We're Stupid, no, or something like that, and Taylor the Latte Boy from I Need a Co-Pilot, and Miss West from, by the way, Miss West did a podcast and she wasn't poopy. And Miss West from the Live It Up podcast and whoever that new person is, they will all undoubtedly be touching themselves inappropriately. Well, y'all, that should have been fairly easy for you. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Big Fatty, Batman was not a cartoon. No, well, it's true that Batman was not a cartoon per se. However, it, in my mind, was a live-action series that was really a cartoon. Because, you know, it was a cartoon. So, Batman was a 1960s American television series based on the DC comic book character of the same name. It aired on ABC for 2.5 seasons from January 12, 1966 to March 14, 1968. And despite its short runs, the series had 2 weekly installments for the most of its tenure, giving the show a total of 120 episodes. Now, y'all, the popularity of the show was a lot of it was because of the villains that were on the show. And, you know, when Big Fatty thinks of Batman and all, he didn't think of these movies, The Dark Knight and the blah 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 and all this kind of stuff. I'm gonna sit. Oh, gosh, excuse me. I think that may be the first time I've sneezed on the BFO. Brian from Boston, do you remember that? Is that up there in the noggin? Has Big Fatty sneezed on the show before? I don't know. But anyway, the villains on the show included Caesar, and I'm going to say their real names, and I want you to say out loud what villain they played, okay? Caesar Romero. That's right. He was the Joker, Burgess Meredith. Here's a clue. He was the Penguin. Frank Gorshin. He was the Riddler. Julie Newmar. And no, that's not. She was the drag queen. No, you know, that's not Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. But that is the Julie Newmar that's referred to in that title. She was the Catwoman. Victor Buono. Buono, B-U-O-N-O. I have no idea how to say that. Victor Buono. What was he? What villain was he? Do you know? He was King Tut. And there were some other villains that were taken from other superhero comics and all, and some of those included the Puzzler and the Clock King and the Siren and Bookworm and Louis the Lilac and Dr. Cassandra, but a couple of Big Fatty's favorites were Egghead and Mr. Freeze. And anyway, I remember Batman when it came on in the afternoons, and it was kind of cool. And, you know, they would have the cartoon, not really bubbles, but it would have the words that came up whenever they got in a fight or something, he would say biff or oof or oomph or something like that. So biff or oof or oomph. Or maybe sneeze. So anyway, and you know, that starred Adam West as Bruce Wayne. Excuse me. How was he known as? Millionaire Bruce Wayne? I don't know. And Burt Ward as Robin, who was... I don't remember who Robin was, but anyway. But I'm sure Michael is yelling at the iPods or the iPhone. Is that a G3, Michael? Oh, well, y'all, let's see. What else did I want to talk... Oh, y'all, Tuesday morning, Big Fatty had to go to a meeting at 7:30 a.m. I was not a happy camper at all. Big Fatty does not like that. But anyway, it was one of those things. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. So, and that's how she do, as they say. Seems like there's lots of stuff I need to talk about, but all of a sudden, none of it is coming to mind. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know, usually on my, when I hit the different 50 milestones as we go along with the BFO, I have Memory Lane Music Recap shows, and usually two in a row. Well, that would probably be tomorrow and Friday, but y'all, I don't think anybody likes those, so I'm not going to fucking do it. And they're a pain in the ass, and I don't have fucking time to do that now. So, anyway, if you liked it, I'm sorry. If you didn't like it, you can breathe a sigh of relief. You'll get to hear me natter on for a while. Now, y'all, I got an e-letter from Auntie Vera Charles, and she was giving me a hard time because she was listening to her iPod as she was falling asleep, and she heard her name mentioned. And she said this before on her show, that every once in a while she'll be listening to a podcast and she'll hear her name mentioned and it wakes her up from a dead sleep. Well, she heard her name mentioned on Big Fatty's show. So clearly Big Fatty puts Auntie Vera to sleep, even though Auntie Vera told Big Fatty that, oh, Gooch and I enjoy coffee every morning in bed, and we listen to Big Fatty because we just both love Big Fatty so much, and we can't start the day without busted. And so anyway, y'all, don't be surprised if near the end of a lot of upcoming shows I just holler out Auntie Vera Charles, and then he'll think that I have said something about him, and he'll have to wake up and go back and listen again, or rewind, as he says, like it's a reel-to-reel tape. Poor old thing that's shut in. Y'all, I have got some voice letters, so let's get to them.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Dad. It's Holly. Larry Cly and I are heading to the Mary Poppins, and, well, I'm drunk. I don't know about him. So here he is.
I'm a little drunk. We're in the, what is it called? Rickshaw heading past, and we're almost there, and we'll let you know how Miss Poppins is soon, apparently.
Okay, bye.
Well, thank you, Holly, and thank you, Larry Cly. Y'all, Larry Cly called a couple of times. A couple of times I don't think he knew he called, because it appeared to be like a pocket call or a drunkie call or something, because all I was getting is like subway sounds and stuff like that, and just background noise and all. But y'all, they went to see Miss Poppins up there in the New York, and I know Larry Cly enjoyed it, and I guess Holly did. I hope she did. But, you know, then again, I also recommended the Chick-fil-A, and she just thought it was about the same as a McDonald's chicken sandwich. Now, y'all, I want to just say something. I had the McDonald's chicken sandwich, fried chicken sandwich, that is supposed to be the knockoff of the Chick-fil-A. Y'all, it is not half, it's not even 10% as good as a Chick-fil-A. It tastes, it has that... It has that, I don't know what it is, maybe it's the breading or whatever, but it just tastes fake. And I did eat it, but it's not nearly as good as a Chick-fil-A if you ask me. But anyway, to me it's hard to beat a Chick-fil-A, except, maybe by a voice letter from Peter Potamus.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter Potamus from Atlanta, Georgia, also known as Epilonius from the They Don't Know podcast. You accosted the way I took to get to Edisto Island, and basically the rule in our house is you don't take 20 to get to Columbia. My parents lived in Columbia, South Carolina for about 4 years while I was living in Georgia. They now live in Rock Hill, which is closer to Charlotte. But the thing is when I went to Columbia for family gatherings and stuff and just to take day trips, and it didn't matter what the weekend, 20 always sucked. I actually started just taking 85 up and then 26 down because it actually went a little bit faster than trying to take 20 across. And I don't know what it is, but, well, for one thing, 20 is this piddly little two-lane road from Atlanta to Columbia, and in between the two there's Augusta, and it doesn't widen for Augusta, so there was always some sort of massive traffic jam outside Augusta. I don't know whether it was my luck or just because the road's designed that crappily, but every time I tried to make that trip back and forth along 20, it was horrible and I hated it, and it always managed to take an extra hour. So the rule in Apollonius's house is you don't take 20 to get to Columbia. So the other route that made sense was just to go south on 75 to make and take 16 across. And then really we only went on 95 for 30 miles. So it worked fine for us, and that's the way we did it. And basically we don't take 20 to get to Columbia. So that's about it, and I'll talk to you later. Well, otherwise, thanks again for playing my message, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Peter Potamus. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you something. If Peter Potamus ever invents a GPS unit and starts to market it, do not buy it. Because that is just a little cray-cray. And Peter Potamus, I travel 20. I don't particularly care for it either. But I would never in my life consider driving south to 95 and then south to 16 and west on 16, then north on 75 to Atlanta. That is just cray-cray if you ask May-May. But you didn't ask May-May. You just told me how you did it. And, so be it. But what Big Fatty does when he goes to the Atlantas, he'll take the back roads from Charleston over to the Augustas, where the Hara Hotel is, and then he will take 20 from the Augusta to the Atlanta. And it's three lanes in Atlanta, way outside Atlanta now to, I want to say Social Circle, or even a little bit further out than that now. They've built it up quite a bit, and it's three lanes going into Augusta now. So maybe it's worth a try again to check it. Oh, dear Gussie, as Mr. Noggin would say. Well, y'all, I had another voice letter from Ryan Star Jones, but evidently I'm going to have to get to it later this week. However, that is the only voice letter I have left. So if you would like to call and talk to the fat one, you're welcome to do so. I encourage that. And, you could call and just tell me how envious you are of my new bacon wallet or something. I don't know. Y'all, it's fabulous. It really is. I wish it smelled like bacon, but it doesn't. But it does smell like a new wallet. And, that's... maybe I'll put a piece of bacon in it, and then it can smell like bacon, or maybe I'll just dip it in bacon grease or something like that. No, because then I'd have to lick it off. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow for number 150. That's my sesquicentennial. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.